Thanks for listening to the Adam Carolla Show on Podcast One.
Well, news, good sports coming up, and it's all good as per usual. First, I'll tell you about LifeLock. Better Business Bureau is warning. Oh, they got a warning for you. Seeing your pictures, posting them online, a graduation date, high school name, you're giving scammers an opportunity to piece together a profile and hack you. It's important to understand how cybercrime is affecting our lives. Every day, we put info out on the internet, and every day we're putting ourselves at risk. Cyber criminals keep finding new ways to steal identities. You can miss certain threats if you're just monitoring your credit alone. LifeLock, the leader in identity theft protection, will protect you. If you become a victim of identity theft, LifeLock will help restore your name. It's 2020, people. Protect yourself. You're online. Your info's out there. Now let's get some insurance. Let's get some LifeLock. Right, Dawson?
No, we prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. Join now and save up to 25% off your first year by using promo code Adam. Call 1-800-LifeLock or head to LifeLock.com. Use promo code Adam for 25% off.
Give me the news with Grad. News with Gino Grad. Breaking viral. All those crazy Trump tweets. Give me news with Gino Grad. Trouble in the Middle East. Celebrity drug meltdowns. Deep news with Gino Grad.
The news with Gino Grad.
So Paul Manafort, who is President Donald Trump's imprisoned, well, for now, imprisoned campaign chairman, former, was released to home confinement for the rest of his sentence Wednesday amid concerns that he could contract the coronavirus in prison. This is according to NBC News. Senior officials at the Justice Department headquarters in Washington played no role in the decision for the 71-year-old, according to a source. The Bureau of Prison says there are no known cases of coronavirus at the Loretto Prison in Pennsylvania. So far, about 2,500 inmates have been released to home confinement since Attorney General William Barr's March 26 memo instructing the Bureau of Prisons to prioritize home confinement because of the pandemic. Another one that was going for it, but I don't think got it, was Van Houten, the Charles Manson follower.
Oh, Manson family. Leslie Van Houten?
Is it Leslie? I can't remember.
I think it was Leslie. They had had some footage from like the L.A. sheriff, whatever, the lockup where guys were trying to give it to each other.
Yeah. Yep.
That?
Drinking, passing that hot water around.
And
that
like huffing into the same mask. Yep. Also, and then I think X amount of them did get it, but they didn't.
Sure did.
They did not let those guys out. They spread it. I guess they spread it to the guards and whatever, but it doesn't seem to be affecting the prisoners that much themselves because they're all probably 26 and like, 5% body fat. Yeah, it just doesn't seem to be affecting them. But they are using it as an excuse to get out. A lot of them are. All right.
Trying. Mm-hmm. So Manafort, I think it was, didn't he have like 7 years and now he's just going to cool his heels at home?
And he's probably got a good home to go to.
I'm sure. Yeah.
If you really think about the concept, like the concept of confining someone, like you need to be in a cage, essentially, or a bigger cage with a smaller cage in the middle of it. Unless you're violent, I don't need you in that cage. I need you out making restitution or doing something. I need you doing something. I really don't need you in the cage part. That the part where you're in the cage is the part where you're dangerous to me. Anybody, whatever you did, Lori Loughlin, whatever. I don't need you in the cage. If there's some violence connected to you, if you're putting your hands on people, I need you in the cage. If you're not, I don't need you in the cage, but I'd like to come up with something better, something that works. You know, I don't want it to be a choice between in a cage or in your living room. I'd like there to be some restitution, something that you're doing.
It's weird that paying back your debt to society in a lot of ways is spending time in prison. It's like, well, if you literally have a debt to society, pay it back. Figure out a way to get that back.
Yes. I don't know. Maybe we own your ass for 3 years. Maybe you're working picking up garbage like they do on the side of the freeway. Like maybe you're working putting out forest fires or digging fire lines. Like I know there's a kind of a furloughed work version of what we're talking about, and there's you know, community hours, like, you know, how many hours right. did you get of community service and stuff. But I'd like to really extend it, which is I would like everybody, before you enter prison, for us to sort of give you a grade like we give restaurants in California, you know? And right. if you're going to get an A, that means you didn't put your hands on anybody. That means this is fraud, whatever, welfare fraud, tax fraud, money laundering, like whatever you can do in the white collar world right. or the sort of blue collar version of this that doesn't involve you putting hands on people. We'll give you a grade. If you're an A or B, you're not going to get incarcerated. We'll do something else with you. If you're a C or D, you're going in. Seems pretty basic sense. To me. Yeah.
I mean, that's why they say, like, is this person a danger to themselves or others? If the answer is no, the answer is no.
Right. And they make the flight risk assessment all the time about mm-hmm. is he a flight risk? I feel like they could do it with it. Well, first things first. Why are you in front of a judge? Is it because you bonk someone over the head with a pipe, or is it because you fudge some shit on your tax forms?
Right.
That'll help. Here? Right. Yeah. How'd you get here? We'll help.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, a little while back, it was fun to watch and then make fun of all the celebrities singing Imagine together, because, you know, that was moving the needle. There's been a bit of a send up on that. Comedian David Cross shared a new montage, much like the Gal Gadot one, the star-studded Imagine video, only this time has a little twist. The Arrested Development star gathered a lot of his comedian friends and actors, and they all did their version of another hit. Really close to home. People were very sincere about it. Here's just a snippet from the song that they did.
Don't want to argue. I don't want to debate. Don't want to hear about the kind of food you hate.
You won't get your dessert till you clean up your plate. So eat it.
I don't care if you're full. Just
eat it. Eat it. Get yourself an A.
And beat it.
Have some more chicken, have some more pie.
Have some more chicken, have some more pie.
Have some more chicken, have some more pie. It doesn't matter if it's boiled or fried.
Just eat it. Eat it.
So it's about, you know, 2.5 minutes. It's funny. Bryan Cranston makes an appearance, and I don't want to spoil it for you, but at the very end, you get the man himself, Weird Al, closing the whole thing out. It's Cranston, Bob Odenkirk, Sarah Silverman, Al Franken, Jack Black, Rachel Bloom, Phil Rosenthal, so many. Then, of course, Weird Al at the end. Yeah. The video was done as a part of the Mr. Show Kids with Beards Presents Come Join Our Zoomtacular Annual Business Call. It's a charity special to raise money to fight the coronavirus. And it's cute.
I was writing, had one of my text chains with Daniel and Jimmy, Cousin Sal, and I don't know what we're talking about, but I was like announced, I don't like knowing this much about celebrities. I said,
you watch TMZ every night.
I know. I don't want to. I'm compelled. I have to. I watch TMZ because it's funny. Your buddy Derek is funny. Like, it's a legitimately, if you watch TMZ, we'll have legitimately more laughs than your average half hour sitcom does. It's a funny, it's a funny format. But because the stuff is just Nick Jonas's wife is pregnant. You know, it's just like, you know, I don't care about his wife being pregnant, but I like the commentary on it. But either way, I was writing, I think I wrote Jimmy and those guys. I said, I sort of grew up thinking that Rock Hudson was a lady killer and Paul Lynn was an improv master. Like, that's how I grew up. I didn't know they were both gay. I didn't know Paul was getting lines fed to him long before the show began of the questions. I just lived in a world where that dude loves the ladies and that dude is lightning fast with a retort in the middle, riddle that Hollywood Square, in the middle of the Hollywood Square. And I kind of liked it that way. And my 80-year-old grandpa liked it that way, too. He thought Paul Lynn was a genius, and he never stopped talking to me about how fast the guy was. And that's what he liked.
Fast and light on his feet.
And light on his feet. Prepared to sweep a woman away, even though he never does. All right. Sorry. Where were we?
So speaking of all this poker talk, MGM Resorts International released a safety plan earlier for reopening the hotels and casinos. The plan includes closing buffets, which is just a Shonda, heartbreaking, putting hand sanitizer on casino floors, encouraging social distancing. Some casinos could open up as early as June. The casino experience will be different. It'll be a little more complicated. Temperature checks, mandatory masks, plexiglass barriers, and fewer players at card tables, which I guess we could have asked the guest, Brian might know, which I imagine would change the game quite a bit if you're only playing with, say, three people instead of six at blackjack.
Doesn't change blackjack, not much or at all. Bunker changes a little bit your strategy, but not, no, the cards are still cards.
Yeah, I mean, and just from my little blackjack experience, sometimes you'd sit down at a full table, sometimes you'd sit down with two people, like it didn't.
Yeah, they just you.
You just got the cards.
Right.
It'll be interesting. I
imagine the dealers will appreciate the plexiglass.
My beloved craps. What's going to happen there? Because everyone's throwing chips on the table. The dealers are grabbing the, you know what I mean? That's actually something where you're all touching the same
stuff. You'll have a pop-o-matic bubble instead of throwing it.
Oh, God.
The pop-o-matic. Was that called pop-o-matic?
Wasn't it?
I kind of remember
that. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, there was a stupid game. There was a whole bunch
Boggle?
Of.
It like Trouble
yeah.
had it.
There was a whole bunch of games where they had like don't break the ice and don't spill the beans and yep. you know and their operation and pop the ball. You would pop this clear yogurt cup and it would pop the dice. Like it was a hermetically right. sealed roll of the dice.
Right.
All little rich for the Corollas.
Yeah, Pop-O-Matic.
What was the game?
The game's called Trouble. It's by Pop-O-Matic.
Trouble.
Oh, it's by Pop-O-Matic. All right. Well, we've all graduated in something a little better. Like, did you know tomorrow is World Whiskey Day? Yes. Leave the games for the kids and let's enjoy World Whiskey Day, peoples. I am telling you. Great holiday. I'm glad to welcome the World Whiskey Day into my life and celebrate. Good time to connect with some friends and some family during the quarantine. Corolla Digital, we're celebrating over Zoom with a shot or two of Screwball Whiskey. Everyone over here loves this stuff. It was a big hit at the Christmas party, and now it's coming back to conquer World Whiskey Day. Some of us will have a glass or two, and we can't get enough of this stuff. So from all of us at Corolla Digital, we raise you a shot or a glass of a Screwball. You can do it neat. You can do it over ice. Got the unique peanut butter taste. And enjoy yourself on World Whiskey Day, folks.
Screwball, the original and most awarded peanut butter whiskey, is now available near you. It's 70 proof. Screwball peanut butter whiskey is the perfect shot or perfect addition to your favorite cocktail. Pick it up at your local store. Get it delivered today. Ready to hashtag get screwed? Go to screwballwhiskey.com for more info. Enjoy responsibly. Advertisement by Screwball Spirits LLC, San Marcos, California. Whiskey with natural flavors and caramel color. 35% alcohol by volume.
All right. What else we got, Gina?
A bit of sad news, actually. Singer Melissa Etheridge announced Wednesday that her and her filmmaker Julie Cypher's 21-year-old son, Beckett, has died from opioid addiction. Cypher gave birth to Beckett in 1998 after being artificially inseminated. And while Etheridge and Cypher initially kept the identity of the biological father a secret, it's later revealed it was singer David Crosby, who's also the biological father of their daughter, Bailey Jean. So that was tough on them.
Well, yeah, I heard some stories. I heard that was trending, and then Denzel Washington popped up on my screen. No, I was thinking about that. Like, you know, maybe I spent too much time with Dr. Drew, but the addiction gene.
I was going to say. Crosby's famously an addict.
Right.
I mean, you know, when you're dealing with that gene, it's like if the mom is an addict or the dad is an addict, then either way, or they're both addicts, it's like you got a 50-50 chance of getting it. And if you get it, you got it. And good luck. It's a battle. We all enjoy wine, tequila, booze, whatever, beer, whatever. We all reefer, whatever. But I don't think any of us really have the gene. When you have the gene, it takes over. Mm-hmm. And it's powerful, and it's often a death sentence. And so if you're looking for people to potentially provide the gene pool for your child, it seems going to the addict gene seems really
Risky.
Really risky, yeah. But I don't know enough about it. I mean, maybe Drew would go, like what I'm saying is, you know, guy's an amazing talent, amazing ability, and so you go, oh, that's great, but strong addict gene. Like, so, well, yes, go ahead.
Here's a question. You should... This sounds so stupid because we've all been around Dr. Drew for so long that we just know this to be pretty much how it is. But is it accepted both medically and socially that like addiction comes from a gene? Like as opposed, remember back in the day, oh, he loves the bottle too much. He just loves the bottle. It's like, no, he doesn't fucking love the bottle. The guy's got a fucking addiction. Yeah.
Essentially an allergy to alcohol.
I think it's accepted.
I assume, but I don't know.
Well, this is 21 years ago, but still yeah. seemed to be kind of common knowledge back then. But maybe that was just us where we were. But either way, it seems like while the talent and the musical talent part of that gene pool is super seductive, the mm-hmm. addict part of that gene pool is probably seems like a red flag.
Yeah.
Sad. And also... you know, I don't know. I know we chalk everybody up, every senior's death who died of heart failure to the coronavirus. I don't know. Do we chalk this one up to the coronavirus as well? A lot of people are missing their meetings and shut in and going to places, going back to behaviors unclear. That weren't fantastic. There's going to be a lot of that.
And I know that, you know, with certain anonymous groups, they're trying to do them on Zoom and they're trying to, but, you know, people who are used to, you know, if you're an addict, there's probably parts of your personality that are incredibly habitual. You do it this way for a reason. You have to replace it with something else. And I don't know if a Zoom meeting is cutting it for everybody.
Well, they're saying that, you know, calls to suicide hotlines are up 500% and blah, blah. There's a whole bunch of residual shit about locking people down that's not just pure safety. Some of them are going to OD. Some of them are going to commit suicide, spousal abuse, child abuse. It's just going to be more. It's not a black or white thing. It's not lock it down, no residue, or let everyone out, everyone dies. There's lock it down, fine. But there's a bunch of stuff that's going to come along with that. And maybe this is some of it. All right. What else you got? Sad.
Well, stories of Ellen DeGeneres' alleged meanness continue to surface, and she has had enough. A source told Us Weekly, they said, Ellen is at the end of her rope. She thought this was all just sour grapes from a few haters, but it's not a passing thing. It just keeps coming.
She's wondering what she can do to make people stop thinking she's mean.
Well, the beauty influencer...
She needs to dance more. She's not dancing enough.
Nikki DeJager or DeJager accused Ellen of being cold and distant. That happened in February. And then, if you'll remember, the comedian Kevin T. Porter asked people to share their stories about Ellen being one of the meanest people alive. He got more than 2,000 responses. Then this month, crew members began to speak out, crew members of her own show. Another source told Us Weekly that Ellen has been leaning on wife Portia de Rossi for support, and it's going to take a lot more than just a couple of disgruntled people to keep her down.
Well, God forbid she change her behavior.
Right.
She's got F me money. So, you know, she's got FM money. You know, it's hard to get people to think. You can get people to think a certain way about you if you sit next to them on a shuttle going into LAX, you know, from Wally Park. That's pretty easy. If they're going to work with you for a long period of time, or work for you, especially, they're going to start to form some opinions. And it's going to be a pretty good composite of who you are. And now they'll have opinions about working with Jimmy Kimmel and Jimmy Fallon, and they'll have opinions about working with Ellen. But whatever they form, that's about it. I mean, I have the same thing. I'm the boss of a few people, and they'll think of me how I get them to think of me, which is sort of on me now.
Well, that's like what you say, like you will determine how I treat you. You will determine the relationship between us.
Yeah.
And that's what
I'm kind of like. You think about anyone who has come and gone through these doors. There's been a few names.
These hallowed halls.
You think about them, how they got you to think about them. Do you think you're wrong about any of them? Was there some other side of them that you'd never realized, or that you were way off, or that you just missed the mark? You can do a little. Sometimes you round up, sometimes you round down. But you think about all the different individuals who are here currently, who were here in the past, who may be on the at the other shop. How do you think of them, and why?
Positively and negatively.
Yeah, either way. You guys think about Mike August one way, or Nate, or Chris, or Dawson, or whomever. That's about how they got you to think of them.
Yeah.
I don't know why there's not more of that. Everyone has a side to them that they sort of keep to themselves that they don't necessarily reveal. That's fine. That's something you probably shouldn't be bringing into work. But in terms of your general affect, the way you deal with other people, and the way you deal when there's mishandling of something or misscheduling of something or the shit goes down a little bit, that's on display. That's how it works. How when somebody tells you, oh, I know I told you Monday. I know I told you it was this Monday, but it was next Monday. And then you go, oh, shit, I brought all my shit in because I thought it was this Monday. And they go, I know. They'll see how you respond to that. Good or bad, they will build a composite of who you are.
I will go full Mariah Carey on all of you if that ever happens.
Yeah.
And they're little tips, like if somebody doesn't want to tell somebody something, like you tell somebody, you know, you tell them we're not going, I'm not going to tell. Well, then that's saying something about that person.
Who's going to break the news?
Right. So,
yeah. What messenger is going to get shot?
You know, Ellen, Letterman, Leno, Kimmel, who's going to walk into their office and tell them this disappointing news? And the answer is, well, for some of them, anyone will walk in their office and tell them that. And for others, you got to play rock, paper, scissors. And it is they who summon that in you. Right. That's what I'm saying. And again, it's not going to work for one night encounters or sitting next to someone in mass transit. But over a number of years, when you work with somebody, that's what you'll get. Just like you get the people who are on time, the people who are late, the people are, you know, when you're, you would know, for instance, if we have one of those, you know, we have eight people on the road and we're going to meet in the lobby at 5:30. And somebody said the night before, when everyone was walking back to the room, one person is not going to be down here at 5:30 in the morning. Go ahead and circle the initials of the person. Everyone would circle the same initials. Right. So what happened? How do we know this? How are we imbibed with this information? They taught us. They coached us up. They let us know. That's what humans do. Doesn't make that person a bad person, but the other seven people would circle the same initials. That's all. Well, there you go.
It's only tangentially related, but I had this thought the other night as I was falling asleep, and it's related to people who used to be here and do things versus people who still are here and do things. You know what hasn't happened around here in a long time, and it's a credit to Kaylin. The bios have been on point. There's not been there was the time where the bios had a mistake on a daily basis, oftentimes multiple times a day. And the bios have been very, very good. So tip of the hat to Kaylin, who puts together the bios.
That's a very good point. Although Chris
Manson, think about it. When's the last time there was a mistake?
No. All right. No, it hasn't. It used to happen the day after I threw a small tantrum about things being screwed up on the person's website or something, like sending them to this website that was incorrect. And it used to happen on a daily basis, and now it's rare, if ever. It's a good point.
Credit where it's due.
All right, let me hit Tommy John here. Working from home used to be a fantasy. Turns out now it's not so comfortable, unless you're wearing Tommy John like I am. Something for everyone's home work situation. Super soft, breathable underwear. And you're sitting around answering emails. You want to be in your loungewear, which is the best. So soft. Right now, Tommy John's offering all customers 25% off site-wide. Upgrade and to the softest, most breathable fabrics you've ever owned. Tommy John, the underwear is great. The leggings are great. The tops are great. The loungewear is great. I think I'm wearing the T-shirt. The undershirts are great. They got the best pair you'll ever wear. It's free guarantee, right, Dawson?
Hurry to TommyJohn.com/Adam for 25% off your order. That's TommyJohn.com/Adam for 25% off orders. TommyJohn.com/Adam. See site for details.
All right, Gina, what else we got?
Well, some bad news followed by a little bit of a burn salve for the bad news. Broadway's theaters will continue to be dark till at least September 6th. That's been announced by the Broadway League. The announcement did not come as a surprise to locals, considering New York and New Jersey remain very, very much hot spots for coronavirus. So basically, theater and Broadway is canceled for at least the summer. 2018-2019 Broadway season brought in 15 million people and $1.8 billion in gross revenue. And maybe because they felt sorry for us, and maybe because it's also a great business deal. The good news, and I'm sure Natalia is aware of this, 4th of July weekend, the film version of Hamilton will hit Disney Plus on July 3rd. It was actually filmed by the original Broadway cast in 2016, and it was supposed to go to movie theaters in October of 2021. But Disney head Bob Iger and creator Lin-Manuel Miranda announced this week that they will just release the movie on Disney Plus this July 3rd for everyone to enjoy.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah. That's going to be cool.
Yeah, it's going to be all over that. Yeah.
I'm pretty psyched about this. I've never seen Hamilton. I've heard it's great. I had no plans of seeing it because tickets are hard to get. And this will be a serviceable version, I would imagine.
Oh, well, it's the original cast. It's
filmed as opposed to being in the,
Yeah, for sure. But it's very exciting because, any one of us who, everybody's familiar with it, and you go and you see a roadshow and you're excited, but you just keep thinking, oh man, I wish I was seeing Lin-Manuel Miranda. This is the original cast, so it's going to be very cool.
I realize this is my daughter's Schoolhouse Rock. The only thing I learned everything about a bill and about a conjunction and all that stuff from Schoolhouse Rock. That's
right.
That's how I learned it. And she probably learned
civics lessons.
Yeah. She's learned everything she needs to know about Hamilton from Hamilton. Makes sense.
That's right.
Good. Mm-hmm. Looking forward to that.
Yeah.
Let's do one more.
You got it. So this is a tandem story. I'll just give you a double dose of Joe Exotic news real quick. He would like very much to be let out of prison, and he thinks he has a shot at a presidential pardon. This is according to TMZ. Tiger King star is having his legal team put together a file to send to Trump to show how he was wrongly convicted. Joe Exotic is currently serving 22 years in prison for a murder for hire plot to kill that bitch Carol Baskin, as well as other animal abuse charges. His team has purchased a bus, which is emblazoned with the slogan, President Trump, please pardon Joe Exotic, in the hopes that's going to get him to notice. But he's not letting the time do him, because now from prison, he has put out a clothing line. He's now partnered with O'Dane Watson from O'Dangerous Clothing. And the line sold out within hours of just this soft launch, brought in $20,000 in sales. T-shirts, hoodies, sweats, face masks, they all have a big tiger on them. And so he's really making some hay in there.
Is there any question that he commissioned a hit on her?
Not if you watch the documentary. They are quite clear about it. I mean, he shoots mannequins and he says, this is you, Carol, and I'm going to kill you. And the guy who he commissioned. The mask is great, with a hand sticking out of the tiger's mouth. Was down to do it and then chickened out at the last minute. This was not clandestine. He was very loud about this. So they seem like they had enough to put him away, plus animal abuse charges, which, is a
Does
tough
he
to
have
of.
A version of this that holds together at all?
Is what there, do you mean?
I mean, he's...
Defense.
That's what I'm saying. Is he just say, yeah, I killed her, I got to go to jail?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I didn't like watching this docuseries. This was not for me. This was not made for me. So I was kind of watching it half listening, but clearly not, because they put him away for 22 years. So whatever his defense was, it was paper thin.
Well, I mean, sometimes people go, here's where I was, or here's what happened, or here's something, there's some cases that are a little more open, cut and dried, and then they're open and shut. And then they're a little more where you kind of go, did that guy really do that or not? Like, they go, I don't know, the army surgeon who came home and his family was killed, and then he got accused of killing him, but he claims right. hippies came in and he had an abrasion on the back of his head, but it could have been self. Right. Like, there wasn't any of that. It's just kind of like, seems like this guy did it.
It was a murder for hire plot. She didn't right. die. No one was murdered.
Oh, I mean, so plot, right.
A little more nuanced, but he, ooh, I mean, if you,
during,
he
had, yeah. According to my new decree, he has to be let out of jail.
He
didn't put his hands on anyone.
Didn't put his hands. He tried. He hired someone to kill someone, and they didn't even do it. So
you got me there. Just keep him away from baby tigers.
Do we not want to watch guys like that because it's a weird neuroses on display that we're kind of being amused by, or what? I have no attraction to that kind of doc. Or that kind of series yeah. either. I'm loving same. The bejesus out of The Last Dance, maybe yeah. just because there's no – I have no other reason to watch ESPN except for the cornholing, right? But
sure.
I it may be in a vacuum of other things, sports things to watch, but I find myself really enjoying the Michael Jordan doc. And but he's such
well, because
a –
that's about –
so I guess that's, what it is he's such an amazing – yes, it's amazing. So I watch it that way. The fucked up people, like the honey boo-boos of the world, like yeah. I'm like, they're a fucking mess. I get it. Mm-hmm. They're all over the place. Why do I need to study them? Do you guys feel
well,
that way?
Well, this is kind of a – this is a 1-2 punch because I'm down with weird shit. I mean, if you know, I've seen Gummo, I've seen The Wild and Wonderful Whites of West Virginia. I see all these, you know,
right.
John Waters, whatever. Get dark, get weird, get edgy, do your thing. This seemed like the sort of, I don't know, semi-polished, less interesting version of that. And by the way, the whole attraction is these guys are so crazy. They're so edgy. They're such characters. I see enough characters. I that's not interesting to me. But also, you can make a very, very good case that they're all animal abusers. And I don't want to watch it.
Yeah.
I don't want to watch these tigers walking back and forth in cages. And I don't want to watch. I just don't. It's not entertaining to me. It's not fun. I'm sad.
Okay. Let's bring it home, Gina Grad, as long as you're sad.
I'm so sad. That kind of stuff just, I don't know, it's not for
I
me.
Do, I do. I don't like anything yeah. where they're like experimenting with animals or look at this horrible footage. We snuck into the Hormel
you just
factory.
Like when an orangutan gets an uppercut that he deserved.
Well, he was eyeballing Bobby Barasini. Sorry.
He's in the barrel.
I'm Gina Grad, and that's the news.
Gina, that was the news with Gina Grad.
Geico, everyone. You're sharing more these days, like your dance moves and the DIY haircut fails. How about Geico does a little sharing with you? Go to geico.com/giveback, and you can find out all about their program. 15% credit on car and motorcycle policies for current and new customers, because Geico's committed to the long haul. So I understand you're not long hauling it so much anymore, and they're going to kick a little something back to you. And it'll last your full policy at geico.com/giveback. All right, let's see. I'm doing a live stream of Unprepared, the quarantine version of Unprepared. And we'll do that, and we'll put it up on the YouTube channel so you can subscribe to my YouTube channel and watch as I take suggestions and do a home quarantine version of Unprepared. Now, if you want to see it live, go to Houston, May 21st through the 23rd. We're doing some live podcasting there, and I'll do some live stand-up and Unprepared there. All the money is going to the Houston Food Bank. And time to pre-order I'm Your Emotional Support Animal, available on Amazon. It's going to ship soon, so I think June 16th. So get in on that audiobook as well. Good Sports is coming up. And until next time, this is Adam Carolla, Virginia Grand, Bald Brian, and Houston Curtis saying mahalo.
Stick around. Adam Carolla returns with Dave Damaschek for Good Sports right after this.
Ace and Shecky, let's do it. Good Sports.
The Podcast One Sports Network presents Good Sports.
Hi and hello, sports fans. Welcome to the Friday edition of Good Sports. Dave Damashek here, Adam Carroll over there. Go back, listen to Wednesday and yesterday's Good Sports. We're trying to sort of hash our way through the 2020 NFL schedule, also talking about the game of life, specifically some food-based stuff. But let's talk about an off-the-field thing, Ace, that emerged last week, but I guess it happened around Easter, appropriately enough. Earl Thomas, the borderline Hall of Fame-level safety, formerly of the Seattle Seahawks last year, spent it in Charm City. Earl Thomas got into a row with his lady, I guess. And then Gary back there in his crib, fill in any blanks for me if I miss anything here. They get into it. Then he gets in touch with his brother. And then he and his brother get an Airbnb where there are at least a couple of women who aren't his wife there. And then the wife, who's angry, tracks him down on Spotify, is it, Gary?
Snapchat
figures out his location with the ping or whatever, and tracks him down to there and finds him at 3:41 a.m. That's the thing that stood out to me above all else. Was like, I mean, who's got the energy at 3:41 to be messing around like that? That's too much. But anyway, your overall thoughts on the whole incident.
Well, first off, whenever I hear these stories, I always kind of put myself, I try to put myself in the shoes of the people involved. And so I was just sort of thinking, well, what if Lynette and I got into a blowout? So I went to my sister Lauren's house and went, you want to go out and have an orgy? Like, it seems unlikely. I don't know. I haven't, look, I guess you don't get an answer until you ask. That much I know. But so I can't say for sure what Lauren would say, but I feel like we would not go out and basically start an orgy. I think there would probably have some white wine, you know, talk a little trash about Lynette, and I'd probably end up heading home later that evening. But he processes grief differently than I do, and I'm not here to say there's a right and a wrong, you know what I mean, in the process. So
I love you and I both don't have brothers. We only have sisters. I can't know. I don't know. Like you say, I don't know that I would ever be close enough to a brother that I would like to have sex on a woman with him, you know, 6 to 8 feet away, social distancing or otherwise. That's another question that we haven't really heard an answer to. I don't know if they'll get to that. And then did they practice good social distancing?
Well,
not with the ladies, I guess.
Yeah. And also I'm most in that there is a group in our society that I'm most interested in, which is the sort of spontaneous group, meaning there is, you know, the people that plot the death of an ambassador or president or slowly poisoning their spouse and trying to collect the insurance or whatever it is. I'm not that interested in that group. How did the person die? Well, their car stalled along the side of the freeway and then a guy just came along and killed them. You know what I mean? Where was that guy going? Why? You mean that's how your yeah, criminality right. works? Somebody's car stalls and you just kill them? How does that work? So, like, I understand forgers and counterfeiters and bank robbers and arsonists and stuff, but how does this kind of spontaneous stuff work? And then how does it work? Like, if I was to get an orgy together, we would probably take, you'd be talking 9 to 13 months prep. Easy. You couldn't just tap me on the shoulder. You might as well just tap me on the shoulder and go, I'd like to throw a huge backyard wedding this afternoon at your house. I'd go, well.
And then Kimmel's like, no, let's use the brick oven so I can make some pizzas for it. Let's do it right. Yeah,
we got to get a planner. We got to get a tent guy. We got to get some Porta Johns out here. Like, this is going to take a while. You can't just You can't just show up at my house at 11:30 in the evening and say, "Hey, I had a blowout with the missus. Let's get an orgy going." Or I don't.
Great point. It does beg the question. You're exactly right. Right. So this whole thing, kind of the resolution is at 3:41-ish a.m., which means exactly it didn't start at like noon. It started in the wee hours of the a.m. It makes me think that maybe this wasn't a first for Earl and his brother. Like that, you know what? I got in another fight with the old lady. You know what that means? It seems like they had a shorthand to put this thing together, to your point. You right. don't just out of thin air, like, "Man, I'm sorry to hear that, brother Earl. You know what? I got just the ticket. Let's get an Airbnb. Then let's find some scafoots to join us." Yeah, it's an interesting point you raised there.
Well, Earl, the hero of this story is obviously Earl's brother, because this, you know, they say when you want to get something done, give it to someone who's busy. And I'll bet you this guy's a multitasker. There's no doubt about it. Just the fact that he could throw together a spontaneous orgy speaks volumes about this guy.
You know what? Now, you know what? It all leads to this. I mean, with all due respect to Gary and everybody else there at the warehouse and Loxamana Donovan and everybody else, that seems like the kind of can-do guy that the Ace Warehouse could use.
Well, let's just say I'm hiring and a guy comes in and he goes, I have an extensive military background. I'd go, that's cute. That's sweet. Uh-huh. And they said, I did a collegiate wrestling. I was third in the nation. There you go. I did a lot of volunteering work with UNICEF. It's great. You told me you threw together an orgy same evening. Like, you tell me I got a call Sunday. And by the way, Easter Sunday, do you know how hard it is to pull off an orgy on the most holiest of holidays? I get a call at 6:45 in the evening on Easter Sunday, and before midnight the same night, me and my brothers are balls deep high-fiving across the futon.
Now, you understand. I mean, I was in my sweats. I was in for the night when I got the right. call. But you
I'm
know what?
Saying, son, you got a little something called Moxie, and I'm hiring. I would hire that guy over the guy with the military experience.
I think this is great. That is, we've talked about life resume. Who cares? Your GPA, list, spoiler alert, if you're considering college, go by all means for the fun, assuming you're allowed to congregate in dorm rooms and such going forward. Yes, college is fun to go to, but your GPA and where you go, that's all jive. Nobody ever checks that unless you're going into the medical field or the FBI, or you want to be a college football head coach. Those are the only times I ever check your resume. What matters is what's on your life resume. And Earl Thomas's brother, like, you read about that in the newspaper, the big news, like, and all that. That was this guy right here. That was right. I'm the one who put that together. Like, you're hired. You have nothing else to prove to me. Mm-hmm. Well done. All right. And last thing, just because we were trying to talk schedule here, I don't think that we need to jam it in, but I am curious, because that Thanksgiving night game is a reminder, the last time the Ravens and Steelers played on Thanksgiving night was when Mike Tomlin became the second member of the second head coach of the Pittsburgh Steelers to almost jump out onto the field to tackle a guy. Did you ever see that in your own experience?
No, but I loved it. And I think the man who blazed the trail was probably the great Woody Hayes, right? Who tried to choke a guy out.
Well, he went up and the guy was on the side. He punched him and kind of in the neck, an old man punching a college guy in his neck. Then Cowher on a block kick in Jacksonville, like, he almost did it. Like, he almost went out and punched the guy. And then Tomlin put his foot out to slow Jacoby Jones down, and it actually worked. He did get God from behind.
I don't know who I would hire first, the orgy planner or the coach who's 63 years old who punched a 19-year-old who just intercepted the ball, the cotton ball. I like them both. They both got
both is the answer.
I like both. That's my answer.
Right. I'm sorry, Gary, you may be out of a job, but I think you can agree. You know, you're out of your depth here compared with these fellows and their resumes. All right. That's it. Let's button up another week of hot sports talk here on Good Sports. We'll talk to you next week. In the meantime, stay safe. And for Adam Carolla, Dave Damaschek, Good Sports out. Good Sports.
Follow the Adam Carolla Show on Twitter at Adam Carolla Show. Follow Ace on Twitter at Adam Carolla. Leave us a voicemail at 888-634-1744. Remember, you can watch this broadcast and others at youtube.com/Adam Carolla. And for tickets and info on the Houston podcasts and to pre-order Adam's new book, go to adamcarolla.com.
Well, we're all apart these days, but we're sharing more. That's good news. And Geico, I'd like to say thanks. Thanks for sharing your dance moves, your DIY haircut fails, your inner lip sync stars. And now they'd like to share a little something with you. Geico's going to give back 15%. That's 15% credit on car and motorcycle policies for current and new customers because Geico's committed to the long haul, and we're all in it together. And they understand you're not driving as much as you used to, so they're kicking some back. 15% credit lasts your full policy term. Visit geico.com/giveback. That's geico.com/giveback for info and eligibility.